Sefer Al-Ishur is one of the most impactful Muslim Sfarim I'm aware of among B'nai Yeshiva today, although we've been through many classics and many contemporary Sfarim on the bookshelf of Sfarim for Yeshiva students who really want to feel the transformative effect of learning in Yeshiva. This is very high ranking. Reb Shlomo Volbo was a person who had been very secularly educated, and then learned a little bit in the Hildesheim Seminary, I think under Reb Shlomo Breuer a little bit, but came under the influence of the Mashgiach in Mir, Rabbi Ruchim Levavitz, and most Talmidim who learned under Rabbi Ruchim only there for a short while, Reb Del Augustin similarly, but those couple years or whatever number of years it was so formative and transformative for them that the rest of his life was really about disseminating Musar. He founded the Ber Yaakov Yeshiva, which later Moshe Shmuel Shapiro joined, which was one of the great yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael. And later in life had Batei Musar, he gave Vadim. He was a big influence on many, many people. Herb Deutscher met him. I think we'll find Eli Shore to be very meaningful.
When did he pass away?
2005.
Yeah, 2005 sounds right. He really was a very, very influential person. You can see he has letters from various Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein, who he learned under a little bit also, Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, who was in the Shivan Mir, and Rabbi Yoel Kloft, who was, I think, a little bit of a Rebbe to him also, who was also a person who knew everything in Torah, including particularly Kabbalah. So I'd like to start right from the page that says Alei Shur, which gives us sort of the mission statement of this sefer. This is an intense limud, and it's meant to be like worked through and thought about, and I hope we'll find it very meaningful. So Ben Parat Alei Yosef, maybe Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Alei Ayin, Benos Tzada Alei Shur. Parat can mean a couple of things there. It can mean fortunate, or it can mean fruitful. But Yosef is blessed. Let's say blessed to the eye, and the girls would climb up upon the wall to have a look. Alei Shur al HaChomer, as she says, on the wall. Yosef is blessed, and so you have this imagery of people climbing the wall to see what Yosef is about. Says Rav Volba, Mechitza ava mavdelas bein olam ha-Torah lebein ha-olam asher mibachutz. A thick partition, a thick wall divides between the world of Torah and the world that stands on the outside. Omed bachutz, one who stands outside, efem hu shomer Torah mitzvos. Even if he keeps Torah and mitzvos, ein lo tzir u'musuk, he has no image or a concept, mehapela hameschol mibifnim, of the wonder that's like developing on the inside. V'yesh, and it happens, it exists, asher gam ha-yoshe ben kosle beis ha-medrash, that even somebody who sits between the walls, among the walls of the Beis HaMedrash, Dome Kamisha Ne'amul Mimenu Tame Torah, he is like someone that's hidden from him. He's lacking the, I don't know if he means taste or reasons, but let's say reasons of the Torah. Gadayin Bachutz Omeid. And he's still standing on the outside. He can be in the Beis HaMedrash and still be standing on the outside. Kishaloshimesh Tamid HaChachamim. He didn't serve Talmidei Chachamim. We have a big concept in Chazal. It's not only about book knowledge. It's about learning under great Chachamim. And if a person hasn't, he can really be outside. He can know a lot. He can be learned, but he can be standing on the outside.
Shemesh Talmidei Chachamim means?
It means serving. Chazal have a description about, it says, Elisha who poured water on the hands of Eliyahu Navi. It doesn't say who learned under Eliyahu, it says he poured water, and we learn from the Godel Shemusha Yoser Melimuda, serving a Talmid Chacham. It means you get to know him fully, not just what he taught, not just what he wrote. Aaron Felder once described to me how Rav Moshe used to get into a car, because he went around with him everywhere, and you know, it's like really knowing the Godel very well. Just reading what somebody wrote is not the same as really having exposure to the Chazal. It's called Shemesh Chachamim.
Is that, can I get Kadosh Baruch Hu, or can I get Torah? What's the...
It gives you a deeper sense of the Masara. Torah is transmitted live. Okay. Torah is from people. Now, even Ksav is considered.
So it is connected to Torah.
Yeah, it's for the Torah. Well, and Torah transmits Das Hashem.
Right.
B'doreinu zeh, in this generation of ours, Holchim u'misrabim Baruch Hashem lomdei Torah. I believe this was written first in the 60s. And in this generation of ours, they're going on and increasing lomdei Torah. Actually, it was an incredible revolution of the past decades of the amount of number of people learning Torah. Few are those who are zochah to be mishamish tamid hachachamim. Truth is, to some degree, it's almost opposite. The more the numbers increase, the less the exposure is. I think when the Torah world was smaller, it's ironically, it was easier to be mishamish tamid hachachamim. Svurim hei marabonim hadomim lamalach elokim tzvakos. Innumerable are, I mean, there are few Rabbanim who are, meet the description of Chazal, the Pasuk is like a Malach Elokim, Sheyesh Levakesh Torah Mipihem, that one should seek Torah from them. Like my Yitzi Darshan, the Leil Shmini Atzeres, is based on how the Vilna Gaon danced on Simchas Torah. A lot of people can be learned, but you're not going to interpret halacha based on the way they do this or they do that. Yaakov Kamensky somewhere writes about it's like somebody who everything he does is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. That's a high level. Ki alu ala mokod heima v'talmideim. They went up on the pyre, they and their talmidim, nishmasam eden, or sometimes that stands for noche eden, that means those who rest in Gan Eden, Hashem yimkom damam, Hashem should avenge their blood. Meaning the Holocaust, we lost significant percentages of great, great chachamim. Virax Sridim Nisharu Lefleta, and only like small amounts remained as a salvation, as an escape. Asherheim Bibachina Shiari Knesset HaGdola. That could be considered in the realm of the Shiari Knesset HaGdola, the remnant of the Great Assembly. Uvinea Torah Sher B'dareinu, and Bnei Torah in our generation, Kohis Raglu Belimu Torah Belishim Mishtami Yechachana. Have gotten so accustomed to the study of Torah without Shimush Tamei Chachamim, Ad She'ena Ola Al Daitan Klal, to the degree it doesn't even enter their minds, Ki Yitachen V'adayin B'chutz Heim Omdim, that it could be, Yitachen means it could be correct, that they're still standing outside. Al Af HaYidiyos HaRabos Shirachashu Lehem B'Torah, notwithstanding the great amount of knowledge that they've acquired in Torah. A person can know a lot, but still not be on the inside. This is something you see people who learned under the altar of Slobodka, they learned under Rabbi Rucham. There's a certain understanding they have of what Torah really is and what it's supposed to make of a person. That it's not just being a London, it's something more. That's when he's talking about being on the outside, it means they haven't penetrated into what it means to be a person from the Torah. Bachutz hey momdim. They're standing quote unquote on the outside. Zosa Merish Lohigil Lepnimius HaTorah means they haven't reached the inside of the Torah, l'pnimius atzmam, and the inside of themselves. I mentioned a number of times the last few weeks that Rabbi Rucham always spoke about that it's all about Adam. It's about what man is. Torah is really just a guidebook to figure out what a person is. When a person transforms into something else, he's really transforming into what he himself is capable of being. He didn't realize it before. It's penetrating into the essence of themselves. Mehem she'enem omdim klal hachasalahem. Among them, there are those who don't really understand at all that they're missing anything. Gam heim zochim l'mamad v'Torah. They have also merited a position, a stance, a level in Torah. V'lios mitovseh haTorah b'asher heim sham. And to be among those who hold the Torah. B'asher heim sham means as they are. He's learned for many years. He knows a lot. He can teach a lot of Torah. That's certainly a level, but he doesn't feel like he's missing anything. Echad niya lamdan, one becomes a lamdan, he's very learned, he's sharp in learning. Hasheni niya zahir ma'od bediktuk b'mitzvos, another person is very exacting with mitzvos, he's very precise in his observance. Shlishi bocher lios askan charedi, another one is an askan, he's a firm person who's involved in taking care of the community and other things. Revi Nimshach Lakanos, the fourth is drawn to being a zealot. He's a little bit outspoken. Acherim Margishim Kitoras Emes Mehem Vahola. Others feel that true Torah is beyond them. Mehem Vahola is the expression when David HaMelech shoots the arrows and he says to the lad, if I say that you missed the arrow, it's closer or it's further, which some say is a metaphor for have you achieved something or not. So some understand that true Torah is beyond them. Yikarim Eilam Achapsim Derech. These dear ones are seeking a path. Him Koltim Piskam Po V'han Hagasham. They chap, they grab a slogan here and a practice there. Someone taught them, live by this slogan, act this way, and then they adopt that. But B'mokom HaChinuch Bo HaChikui. In place of education comes imitation. That's a very sharp line. They're looking for something. They don't have enough hadracha, enough guidance. So they imitate. This is what the Rebbe does, what this person does, so I'll do it too. U'b'makom hashimush ha'havona hashitchis mikli shlishi revi. And instead of serving, which is first-hand apprenticing under an expert, comes superficial understanding from a third or fourth vessel. I heard from this one who said from that one that he did like this. So it's too far removed. It's not real proper training in Torah. Umam is cholo, but misha nechnas be'emes l'tof olam haTorah. And what does generate truly for one who enters into the world of Torah? Ayer pera adam yivolet zekara gam machutz olam haTorah. The idea that a wild person could be born into man, that can happen even outside the world of Torah. A person can go from being untrained, uncultivated, wild, to becoming a person. Mechanech muvok yuchal hatzliach lechanech adam. A trained educator can be successful in educating a person. Right? You could take a child who's wild and irresponsible and you can teach him responsibility. That's something. But ha'adam shezocha likanes l'toch olam haTorah b'em is a person who merits to really enter into the world of Torah. Ne'pach l'ish acher. He becomes a different person. It's one thing to become a person. It's another thing to become a different person. And he's going to say that different person is really the person you're meant to be. Tapping into your inner potential. Zohi ma'pecha p'nimus. This is an inner upheaval or turnabout. Shalora inu kamosa, we haven't seen like it. Velo shamanu alaha, we haven't heard anything similar to it. Mechutz lakosle beis hamedrash, outside the walls of the beis hamedrash. Mahu zelios nepach leishacher, what does it mean? If this is the goal, so what does it mean really to turn around to be something else? With that, we will continue tomorrow.